Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There's now less than a month to go until voters choose the next governor of the Commonwealth. Right now, the polls show the race a toss-up between Republican Charlie Baker and Democrat Martha Coakley, who meet tonight along with the three independent candidates in a debate at Channel 4. To the current office holder, this election is as much a contest between the candidates as it is a referendum on continuing his policies. We spoke with Governor Deval Patrick in the lobby of his office about what's important to him as he prepares to hand over the reins.
I think that the most compelling issue has to do not so much with a policy difference, but with an approach and an attitude, whether the next governor is going to continue what we've been trying to do in terms of governing for the next generation and not just the next election cycle, or whether we're going to have a return to the short-sighted, self-involved kind of governing that we had over much of the 16 years of Republican leadership.
So what's your fear along those lines?
Well, you know, we made in this Commonwealth lots of decisions in 16 years that shortchanged the transportation infrastructure, shortchanged school funding and support, avoided things like reforming the mandatory minimum sentencing laws, all things that are wise to do but difficult to do politically. We've tried to bring a different approach. We've got a lot of results to show for it, and I'm hoping very much that Martha Coakley will continue that focus on, as I say, the next generation.
You think Charlie Baker's self-centered?
Well, I think his record has been one of thinking very much about himself and his ability to have the office and not do the job. And I'm worried about that.
Give me an example of one thing that bothers you most about that, then.
Well, I'll give you an example that we've been living with, when I say we, I mean the Commonwealth, and that's the way he conceived of and then basically hid the Big Dig financing scheme. The Big Dig's a great project from the perspective of the engineering fascination of it and its contribution to the ease of and functionality of our airport. It was a better idea at, whatever it was originally, $8 billion than the $16 or $19 billion it ended up being. But the way of funding that $18 or $19 billion project starved the rest of our infrastructure around the Commonwealth for two decades. And you don't have to take my word for it. That's the view of an independent transportation commission. And we've been trying to turn that around ever since with different and more responsible ways of dealing with that debt, one element of which is the increase in the gas tax and pegging it to inflation. And you have the very same candidate now going around and saying we should repeal that very courageous vote that the legislature took, knowing that that was part of the solution to the problem he left.
Martha Coakley, I'll just ask an open question here. What is it you like about Martha Coakley?
Well, I particularly love her emphasis on early childhood education, which every single study shows is a high impact but inherently long-term investment of the kind we were just talking about, right? It's not something that where you're going to see immediate payback, but we are going to see payback and savings and improved outcomes for our citizens out through a generation. And that's the kind of leadership I think the Commonwealth deserves.
Well, what do you say to people who wonder how well Martha Coakley connects with the average voter and whether she feels the average voter's concerns?
You know, this job of being a candidate and then serving in office is a funny blend, Bob, of substance and performance art. And I think the hard job for the media is to discern, first of all, to report both, but to discern the difference between the two. And I think Martha is a person who runs really deep in the substance and in the empathy, but, she's more reserved in public. But it doesn't mean she's an ineffective leader. In fact, quite to the contrary, she's been an important and effective leader, and I think she'd be an important and effective governor.
Issue-wise, what do you think the most pressing problem is that we'll be facing the next governor?
Well, I think, we've made great progress in terms of recovering from recession, but we haven't solved every problem. There's still people who have not experienced the kind of economic recovery that many, but again, not all of our citizens have have experience. I think we have, you know, you remember we had a conversation about a series you were doing as you were moving out.
Out Route 9.
Along Route 9. Remember?
Yes.
And you talked about going out. Was it to Otis? I want to remember. Or?
We went to Ware.
Ware.
We
That's
were in
right.
Ware.
That's right. And you know, Ware is an example of a handful of cities and towns where the recovery has not been as robust as it has been in, you know, Kendall Square or down the South Coast or places up in Merrimack Valley. And while I think the strategy of emphasizing education, innovation, and infrastructure is a winning strategy, we do need to tailor that strategy for differences in the economic conditions of our regions in the Commonwealth.
Looking ahead to the next 3 months, top priorities for you in the 3 months between now and January when the next governor is sworn in, things still undone you'd like to try to accomplish?
Well, there are a couple things that are I think, going to land really well. The Connector website is fixed, which was, as you know, a big issue this time last year or November last year. So the issues that surfaced then have been resolved, and it looks like we're in a position to meet a deadline set for this time next year around the website in time for this open enrollment period, so almost a year ahead of schedule. The reforms at DCF have taken hold, and we're seeing, I think, really good results there in terms of more people and the use of the technology and what have you. And we want to have a really smooth transition, and we're preparing for that, whoever the successful candidate is, and that it's a responsible and transparent transition. And that takes a lot of work and planning. And then beyond that, I have to find a job.
Is it hard to think about a transition after all this time?
Is it hard? No. You know, this has never been my office. I mean, it's interesting. When I have appointments, I don't invite people into my office. I invite them into the governor's office. It belongs to the job. It doesn't belong to me.
Governor Patrick, good to see you.
Great to be with you, Bob.
Thanks again.
Thank you. All the best.
Governor Deval Patrick speaking with us up on Beacon Hill.